I'm going to stay with that whole Catholic pattern, but I'm not Catholic. When my parents moved to Northern Virginia, I quite didn't fit in anywhere, and so I ended up finding myself in a military Catholic high school, which was awesome because there was uniforms. And I'm just like, uniforms for day, there's skirts, and there's people in military. Damn, I'm winning. But we'd always scare people on the metro, and didn't fail, because in 93 to 97, seeing 14 to 18-year-olds running on a metro in camouflage and military clothing was probably the scariest thing anybody needed to see. But that opened up a great 10% of every class being gay. Because Catholic, I'm going to be repressed. Military, I'm going to be out and don't care. So my parents decided that they didn't quite know me well enough, because being DC parents, they were never around. So they were like the weekend parents. It was like a check-in, you know, hey, how you doing? Who are you again? And so they decided that they needed to start snooping around, because their alcohol cabinet started getting lower. And they found this box, and they started going through it, and they were just like, what is this? It's a box from this person named Kim. Why is all these letters there? And I was just like, I put that there to see if you were looking into my stuff. So fast forward, that box got like trashed like punk quick, because I was like, shit, not ready to come out yet. Gonna go back in this closet over here. So I go to college and I see drag, and I love it. And I see drag kings, and I'm like, what is that? And I decided I'm going to go put my toe in that. And so for a couple of years, I had to go back and live with my parents while I was going through grad school. And my mother, again, doing that whole, I must be a parent now, I need to be concerned, decides to sit outside my door. And I had a show to go to, because I was performing in D.C. And it finally got to that point where I was like, well, I either crawl out the window in my drag outfit, or I go out the front door without face on. So, all right, let's do this. Run out the door. My mother, you could hear a pin drop. And I was like, if you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. She had nothing to say to me for about a month. So fast forward, my good, probably 10 years. My brother runs marathons. I do not. But at the end of every race, they seem to hand out a banana, some cereal, and a beer. My brother was like, no beer. I was like, thanks, I'll take this. My parents proceeded to go, let's find a place to eat. And everything in Virginia Beach was closed except for one place. The drag queen brunch. There's mom, there's dad, there's brother, I think his then wife, and myself going, shit, we're going where? So we go, and my parents proceed to liquor themselves up, because, of course, where are we and what are we doing here? And it's brunch, so why not? And we go inside, and my father's looking for the bathroom, and I'm just like, yikes. And he goes, I think I know her, pointing to one of the performers. And I'm just like, really? Yeah, she works at Kohl's, gives me great discounts. And I'm just like, thanks. Oh, by the way, I do that too. I'm going to go outside now and finish my drink. And my parents were really confused, and I had to do that whole, okay, you know what a drag queen is?
Yeah.
Okay, flip it. That's what a king is. So my parents kept being confused about how I presented, and I finally had to tell them in life, like, they kept deciding whether or not I was going to be out to family or they were going to closet me. First day, my mom was like, I will be the P-flag parent and tell every butt closet, get your ass back in the closet right now. I can't do this right now. And so by the time I decided I was going to transition, my mom was confronted with a lot of family drama going on and family things. And so she decided that she was going to finally front up and decided to write this long letter about my transition in her words. And I started reading it going, it sounds like I'm dead. Like, I'm not dead. I'm still alive. I'm still your child. Can we talk about this being a positive thing? And so she altered it and sent it out. And the next time I would see any of these people, it was at my grandfather's funeral. Now, no, it was a good thing, because I'm happy he's at peace and he's with his wife. Basically, more people left, not because they saw me, but because of the Mason rites that they were giving to my grandfather. And afterwards, when people were coming up to me, they were like, so what are you? And I'm like, well, I'm this tall, and I'm at my grandfather's funeral. If you want to have this conversation, we can go outside. And my mom is a little Sicilian woman about yay tall, comes flying in out of nowhere, just being like, if you have a problem, you have a problem with me. And I was just like, this is the first time you've actually ever stood up for me. Is this real? Like, your father just passed away. You're dealing with that mourning, but you're now standing up for me. And It was probably the first time in her life she ever got my pronouns right, whereas my dad's been doing it right all along. So, unfortunately, my mom told me that my decision to come out as being a trans man happened at a time where she was dealing with PTSD. She was dealing with her father. She was dealing with my father, who had dealt with some serious injuries, and my brother's like stress out in California. And she goes, "I was just happy because for once, like, dealing with your drama was probably the most normal thing possible." And to actually hear being trans is normal is not something you ever hear. So I was kind of like, okay. And unfortunately, right after that, my mom completely went back to every other pronoun, like everything else. And she's just like, "I'm really sorry. I have to reset my mind again." So it's been, unfortunately, like an evolution. And I'm sorry that this kind of went downer. But I feel like you're never done coming out, which I agree with you and a lot of what everybody said. But I also am tired of coming out. Like, I had to come out at work, and most of my coworkers were just like, "Oh," and I work for the man. And most of my coworkers, after I told them, they were just like, "We thought you had cancer or something." And I was like, "Cancer's nothing to mess around with." But at the same time, I was like, okay. So unfortunately, it's just been like, anytime I've had to tell my story, it always turns into this weird thing. So of people being like, "Oh, at least it wasn't this." And I'm so tired of that. And I don't know if anybody else has experienced that, but I just want to be able to celebrate what we are and versus what we're not. So thanks, everybody. Let me tell myself.